3 Archer, the Steelers' third-round draft pick, guys. Not much to say. He's fast. They're kind of he's this offensive weapon that everyone's kind of pulling him. Hey, come over here. Run with the wideouts. Go with the running backs. We see him punt returning, kind of making him this multi-purpose guy.
Yeah, I think that the goal with Stephon Tuitt will be once the Steelers get into
Dree Archer.
Oh, excuse me. That's,
it's okay.
Dree Archer is to get him a certain number of touches per game. And that will include running, receiving, and returning. And, you know, we don't really know what you're ever going to get with kickoff returns because, especially early in the season, when the kicker's legs are fresher and the weather is nicer, the bulk of the kicks usually are touchbacks. So, you know, punt returns, running, and receiving. And, again, I was watching again today, Dree Archer back there catching punts, caught everyone cleanly. If he continues to do that and gains the confidence of first Danny Smith and then Mike Tomlin, he will become the primary punt returner. And I really think that he is perfect. His skill set is perfect to return punts because he has a little wiggle, and then when he sees that opening, he hits it, forget about it. It's over. And one of the things about Dree Archer, I was told by Jerry Olsavsky, one of the defensive assistants, is, and Jerry O played inside linebacker, run-stuffing kind of player. He said that, you know, what you try and tell the young inside linebackers is, you know, you're trying to track, you know, where the running back is, how you have to get there, and you're trying to meet him at a point where then you make the tackle. Dree Archer destroys your conventional gyroscope vector analysis that's going on in the heads of these defensive players because he is faster than just about anyone else you will try to do this with. So I think we will see with Dree Archer what we saw with Willie Parker a good bit early in his career. People don't think he's that fast, and they're going to take bad angles, and then you're lining up for an extra point.
One point I would make, you watch him on the punt returns clean, like you said. What I notice is that he does not panic. You see the punt go up there, booms. I don't know if you've ever tried to catch a punt. Oh. I tried. Oh, it was ridiculous. Right. I almost hurt myself. Full of lumbago trying to track that ball down. And Dree Archer very calmly moves back, gives ground, but he's always trying to catch it with a forward motion. You know, and I really like it. I mean, the kid's got great eyes for the ball. He's got good judgment. So, yeah, I think this young man, as many touches you can get, you got to get him in that kickoff return. You got to get him in the punt return. I would love to see him. Put him in motion. Let him run, and then bam, just up the sidelines, rear back, and just heave that rock as far as you can go.
Yeah, and you know, we've also seen him used a little bit on lining up as kind of a wing back coming across the formation for a handoff. You know, that's one of those ones, Wolf, where you say, when you were talking about Ryan Shazier, if you get caught up in the wash and some of the misdirection that the offenses try and present to defensive players, if you're leaning the wrong way with him, mm-hmm. you'll have to be leaning too far. Half a step, going to be too much.